Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, the Three Amigos get together at this time of the year, every year, to prepare for their nationwide tour. They are country music stars in their own right, Jimmy Buckley, Robert Mazel and Patrick Feeney. And they are accompanied today by Jonathan Owens on piano, Paul Gurney on accordion, Wayne Golden on guitar and Evan Lyons on banjo. You're all so welcome here to Studio 8 this morning. Looking forward to chatting to you soon. But first, this is Best Part of the Day is the Night.
Best part of the day is the night. When I get home, everything is all right.
I love that. Come and sit back over with me here. Jimmy, you three have your own separate careers throughout the year. But when you get together as the Three Amigos, it looks like it's great crack. Do you look forward to spending time again with the lads?
I can't wait. The 11 months of the year, the longest 11 months you could put in, Miriam. When we join with the boys, it's fantastic. We sort of have a great rapport, I think, that we've built up over the years together. And it just comes together and anything goes in our show. There's fun and there's laughter the whole way through. So January flies, absolutely flies, you know.
And Robert, remind me, where did you three meet? How do you know each other?
Well, I suppose through the music business. Joe Finnegan had known all of us throughout the years, and because I've been working with Jimmy and Patrick for long before we got involved in the Amigos. And Joe came up with this concept about putting three voices together. He sort of knew us as singers and knew a little bit about us people. And little did he know he was getting himself into a circus of a job, because it's a, like Jimmy says, it's like three schoolboys in a yard fighting over a football every January. But we come through it and we love it. And we just enjoy the moment we get out on stage together. We start singing and we have a great time, Miriam. It's fantastic.
I can see it just watching the three of you. And of course, Robert, a big part of the Irish country music scene now is the packages, bringing fans in a weekend away in Ireland or a week in Spain. You're bringing them to Texas.
Yeah, we're doing Waltz Across Texas in March. And we've been down there before in the Deep South. And I like to bring people, obviously, I'm living in Ireland 35 years, but I'm from Louisiana, which is borders Texas. And we bring people over and we hit the sights and sounds of the great state of Texas for 10 days. It's going to be exciting.
And of course, Patrick, those weeks in Spain and elsewhere, they always sound like they could be mad fun. Are they kind of organized mayhem, or are your fans very well behaved?
Well, all of our fans, I have to say, are very well behaved. But I always refer to our weeks away in Spain as being the longest Irish wedding. So it goes on for 7 days and seven nights.
But they sound like they're good fun.
They're absolutely fantastic. Great people that comes with us year after year. And for people that likes to enjoy the sun and likes to enjoy the dancing, we bring an array of country artists out from Ireland and they have a great week. They enjoy the sun during the day and the dancing at night.
And Jimmy, you do the Spain tours as well. What's your one called?
Mine is called Crack on the Costa, and it's like 14 days of an Irish wedding, because the last couple of years, Miriam, thankfully, we've been started doing 2 weeks out there, and it's a huge success, and it just has grown year on year, and like that, it's fun by the pool every day. There's dance lessons. The minute you get up in the morning, you come out of the elevator, you're absolutely just with your people until, I mean, we have shows at night between 9 and 12 each night, our concert shows, and then afterwards there's a late night JB's bar that goes on 12 until 2-ish, 23. And then, you know, it's just wonderful crack and the sunshine, as you say, in October, and we go every year, so we're looking like 2 weeks again next year as well.
And what I love about you three, because I've interviewed you before, is the music, but also your banter and your comedy. It's a big part of the show, Jimmy, isn't it? Who's the biggest messer of the three of you?
Apart from myself.
They're pointing at you.
Definitely. It's a tie between the two lads here, definitely.
Yeah. I'm the quiet one.
I'm the shy one.
Yeah, I don't believe that about any of you. And Robert, you've got together to record some new songs and a new album. How do you decide between the three of you what songs to keep for the solo shows and what songs are Amigo songs?
Well, I think the Amigo songs sort of stick out. You know, when we hear a song, and of course, Joe has always given us songs. We're always throwing, we have a group chat, we throw stuff in throughout the year. And then we have our own individual songs. We put some of those in. But the Amigos, the way we sing together, when you hear a song that's going to suit us, you just know it. It's like when you fall in love, you just know.
Yeah, that's a good way.
There's a song actually in that.
Yeah,
I think there is. And Patrick, you're the steady one, of course. You're a farmer too. The solid one among these three lads. What happens to your farm when you head off on tour with these guys?
I'm very lucky that I have the support of the two lads. They come home with me for the tour and they help feed the cattle. But no, my dad is good and in good form and good health, thank God. He looks after the stock when I'm away, and it's good for him as well. He really enjoys it, and it's good for me then when I get back to it brings me down to earth, so it does, from being on the stage with these two lunatics.
And did you all know you were good singers when you were young boys? I often wonder that about singers. Like you, Patrick, were you always singing when you were growing up on the farm?
I was, yes. My dad played in a local band for over 30 years, and from the age of four, I can be seen in a local pub at the time, Higgins's. Got up, climbing up onto the stage to go up onto my dad's knees and play the drums while he was playing in the band. So from an early age, I always had an interest in music. It grew from there then, you know, growing up, we were listening to a lot of country music on the radio station. And between that and my dad, and you know, I was influenced very much into music.
And that's in Sligo?
That's in Sligo, yeah.
And you still live there?
Still live there, yeah. We moved about maybe 25 years ago, mum and dad, to a village, Gurchin, and I've been there ever since. So it's home.
Sure, it's beautiful. Why would you leave it?
It's a beautiful part of the country when the sun is shining.
Yeah.
Like everywhere else.
Yeah. And Jimmy, you? Were you always a good little singer?
Well, I suppose I grew up and we had a little pub at home. I'm originally from a Doon in County Limerick, even though I'm in Galway for, I suppose, 25 years now, Miriam. But we had a pub, there's eight of us, eight kids. Wow. And we would have different bands coming in, playing at the weekend in the lounge. And while the other kids were watching TV, I was out waiting for my chance to be called up to sing a song at maybe 7 or 8 or 9 years of age. Elvis was a huge influence. And actually, we had a dance hall at the back of our bar. It used to be called a Crystal Ballroom, but it was all cleared out. And the stage was still there on the floor, and I would go out and sing into the handle of a sweeping brush at maybe 11 or 12, had put on my own shows to the whole world. So it kind of came from there. And my mum and dad sort of knew that, you know, it's definitely wasn't going to be doing anything else, only music, I think, you know.
That's so nice. And you still live in Galway now, don't you?
I do, yeah. I live in Galway. I love it. I live in Athenry, a beautiful part of the country to live in, the west of Ireland. The people there are great, so they've really welcomed me. And, you know, only when the hurling is on and I'm Limerick and Galway playing, I feel exiled then, all right, you know.
Yeah. And Robert, as you say, you grew up in America.
Yeah, I grew up, my mum and dad were both singers, involved heavily in gospel music at the time, years and years ago. And I think my first sort of experience with singing was, my dad was a painter decorator, and we used to paint brand new houses a lot. And I used to go into these rooms, and when no one was around, I would sing, and the acoustics was fabulous, and I sounded great, I thought I did. But I didn't sing for years, and I didn't know anything about music or singing until I came to Ireland, because I think it was the fact that a few people had heard me sing just, you know, off the cuff, and someone had said, look, you know, you can sing. And I said, really? I said, you know, I like it, but I don't know if I'm good enough to do it. But, you know, little by little over the years, I gathered momentum, and I'm 30 years now in Ireland, or over 30 years. And
why did you come in the first place?
Well, let's just say that there was a woman involved. That's all I can't say anymore.
Yeah, just love.
There's another
just,
song in that.
We've got two songs now during this interview. Yeah. But look, it's been lovely talking to the three of you. Jimmy, Robert, Patrick, the three amigos. Thanks so much for coming in here to Studio 8.
Thank you, Miriam.
And the best of luck with your book. It's doing great. And we've been watching you all over social media and everywhere. You're great.
Thanks so much. And listen, thanks to all the other guys in the band here today. Your tour, the Three Amigos Nationwide Winter Tour, kicks off in the Royal in Castlebar on the 27th of December and runs all the way to the end of January, including the Helix in Dublin, the Gleneagle in Killarney and Leisureplex in Galway. And tickets for all dates are on ticketmaster.ie. You're going to sing again. This is your new single, On the Eighth Day.
Hey. It took the Lord just 6 days to make the mountains, the oceans and the rivers, the valleys and the hills.
Life on earth began, but there was more to the plan. It took the 7 days just to rest and then...